And I'm going to start with a little bit of a warning. This is not a happy-go-lucky, happy-light and fluffy Mother's Day sermon. It just wasn't where my heart was this week. The reflection shared earlier by the multiple voices covered just about every dimension of Mother's Day, right? The original intent to disarm and stop the killing, the wish to honor mother's service to humanity, the co-optation by the greeting card industry in Madison Avenue, and Katie Lee Crane's reading about those of us with different experiences and those of any gender who mother. What was not said in those readings but is also true is the experience of those of us whose mothers didn't quite mother, but instead neglected, abandoned, or abused us, their children. Mother's Day is a very complex holiday that brings up many different emotions for most of us. For me, this is my 15th Mother's Day without my mom. And I miss her every day. And I especially miss her as I watch my own miraculous child grow and blossom. And like many of you, I share the complexity of feelings about this day. Certainly, it's too commercial. I even heard this week a commercial from a furniture company, because, you know, they can't be left out. The best way to honor mom is to buy her a room of furniture. Not flowers. Buy her a room. It is too commercial. I don't think that's at all what any of us originally, certainly not the founders, nor what our spirits hold for this day. And the picture that's painted on the TV and the radio and Madison Avenue too often paints an idealistic picture of motherhood that didn't reflect my personal experience or that of many. And it's a very heterosexist, normative, two-parent family picture that doesn't include many of us. So how might we reimagine Mother's Day in a way that is or could be more meaningful for us? 15 years ago, I spoke on Mother's Day for the first time. It was just 2 months after the death of my mom. It was a challenge that day. And in that reflection, one of the things I noted was the myopathy of childhood. You see, as children, and they do, she does, they see us as just mom. We don't see, as children, the fullness of the person. We only see mom. But of course, she is a person first, with joys and challenges and pain of her own life experience that she inevitably brings to her mothering. It's human. Maturity helped me distinguish in my life between Mary, the person, and mom, and to forgive those times when Mary's mothering was not particularly nurturing or loving. While I have many fond memories of my childhood, I also have a great many unpleasant memories. Simply, our reality was challenging. She was a single mom with 2 kids and a high school education. Money was a constant challenge, as was her struggle with mental illness. Childhood was not my favorite time, but I honor her now for all that she did and all that I am, despite the challenges. Seeing her as a person, I can embrace the mothering she was able to give. And as a mom myself now, I have even more compassion for Mary. I realize how difficult it can be to keep my Judy life from interfering with Kevin's needs. You know, the drill. Some days I'm exhausted, stressed, maxed out. But she needs my attention, focus, and love. There's after-school pickup, after fighting 26. Dinner, homework, bath, and that hair. And bedtime. Tennis lesson, birthday parties, play dates, school bake sales. Thank heavens the clinics has a full working kitchen, or there would be no bake sales. And always, in my world, that hair. And the reality is I only have 1 child. And to be honest, completely honest, Kevin's an easy kid. She's a happy, loving, wise beyond her years, kind, and fun. She's a joy and a delight. But still, it's a lot. Being a mother and trying to be a person too. And I know many of you sitting here know exactly what I mean. Like the poem Joan read, we make choices. Sometimes imperfect choices, but very human choices. So Mother's Day, a day originally designed to honor peace, then changed to honor mothering, and now co-opted. The theme this month is traditions. Jim spoke about it some last week. It's on the guide that's on the website. And the encouragement, as I wrote in the blurb, is to allow tradition to be a gift, to be more than a memory. I invited you to explore with me how we might mother our traditions. In my world, we are building traditions, Kevin and I. Our annual beach trip to Navarre, tickle time, our bed and bath rituals, our Thanksgiving and Christmas traditions, which are now in their third generation. 5 generations of my family on the Mother's Day bracelet, which is too big for me to really comfortably wear, but I have to. For us, these traditions are living memories, our special bonding time with each other and our family. But what of our collective traditions? Though we speak of Unitarian Universalism as a living tradition, and it's right here, the living tradition. More often, in my experience, more often we are a people who embody a sign I had on my bulletin board until it fell apart. Can you read it?
Yes.
Too often in my experience, that is how we Unitarian Universalists approach tradition. But this, what did it say? I'll read it. This is how we have always done it, with a big old line through it. But this month, we are invited to rethink our approach to tradition, to invite tradition into our lives and homes and hearts and minds and make a place for it, to welcome tradition as a gift. We have our congregational traditions that are gifts to me, homecoming Sunday and water communion, Easter breakfast and flower communion, stone soup, Christmas Eve, new member Sunday, as well as our weekly stones of compassion. In many ways, we make and remake our community by revisiting these traditions, by recreating, creating, and reliving these moments. Tradition, at its best, invites us back to the community, back to the connection with each other, in our immediate family, in our congregational family, in our world at large. So what of the tradition of Mother's Day? If we don't like today's over-commercialization, and let's be honest, does anybody like it? Show of hands. We won't tell anybody. Confidentiality. If we don't like today's over-commercialization, might we upend Madison Avenue's version and return it to its traditional roots? Anna Reeves Jarvis, Gabriella told us, Anna Reeves Jarvis recommended a white carnation and a heartfelt letter to celebrate mothers. Personally, it would delight me to receive an annual heartfelt letter from Kevin, much more so than any store-bought item. And I wager that many of you women sitting here would likely feel the same. And Julia Ward Howe envisioned Mother's Day as a day of peace. Might we also embrace Howe's vision? Doesn't our world need a day of peace? Doesn't it need it now more than ever? And Howe appealed to mothers. We read in the reading this morning, she appealed to mothers to come together to make that happen. This year, on the 101st anniversary of Mother's Day, thousands of moms converged on Washington, D.C. to reclaim Julia Ward Howe's vision and say, disarm, disarm. Yesterday's Million Moms March was a call for justice and racial equality in response to the seemingly endless killing of black men by police. Writing on the Huffington Post about her reasons for marching, Valerie Bell, whose son Sean was killed at 23 on his wedding day, on November 25th, 2006, in a barrage of 50 bullets fired into his car because New York City plainclothes officers suspected his friend had a gun. Valerie Bell explained, quote, "This year we are taking back the original intention of Mother's Day, a day founded for mothers to stand up together and make collective demands. After the Civil War and the economic turmoil that followed, American abolitionist Julia Ward Howe, horrified by the wars and devastation at her time, penned a proclamation to mothers everywhere, the very one we read at the beginning of service." Bell continues, "It's now a century after the founding of Mother's Day, and our sons are still being taken from us. Society has not disarmed, but militarized to the teeth. Mothers, sons everywhere are killing and being killed. We have had enough. Police militarization has ripped apart the very fabric of our communities. Armed with military-grade vehicles and weapons, warrior cops cultivate an atmosphere of tension and fear, exacerbating conflicts instead of resolving them. We all know we're going to die one day, but it should not be at the hands of a public servant who is supposed to protect and serve." She continues, As a mother, I feel it is my responsibility to help others, to support other mothers whose children have fallen victim to police violence, to be a voice for my son, Sean Bell. This Mother's Day, let's come together to demand an end to this cycle of violence, to this society of institutionalized racism and police militarization. We are healers, teachers, caretakers, givers of life, and so much more. Mothers are powerful. If we come together, we can be unstoppable. That's why on May 8th, I am traveling to Washington, D.C. to stand with other grieving mothers to call for an end to the killing and to say, disarm, disarm. I know that's heavy on Mother's Day, but that's what Julia Ward Howe really called us to in the original intent. Disarm. Disarm. Anti-racist advocate and commentator Tim Wise calls this time Apartheid 2.0. I want to share with you two quick facts about Apartheid 2.0. And given the experiences of the past few weeks, this is where my heart was today. Every 28 hours, just over a day, another black man or occasional black woman is killed by police in this country. Every 28 hours, despite being unarmed, or perhaps armed with a toy gun. And that's now extending to children. 6- and 7-year-olds being shot for carrying a water pistol and playing in the heat. On the other hand, white folks can carry loaded assault rifles in stores, restaurants, churches, city parks, and bars. And last year in New Orleans, a white man pointed his loaded weapon, and everybody knew it was loaded, at 3 police officers and told them to drop their guns. He was not killed. Not shot, not harmed, not even arrested. The experience of an unarmed black man in America versus the experience of an armed, sometimes white man. It's real for me. When Michael and I lived in New York, I can't tell you the number of times we were stopped just for being an interracial couple, just for being with a black man in the city. I have friends who went to this march who are parenting black or biracial children, biracial boys, who say that every time they hear of another incident, the nightmares start again. And they're afraid to let their child out. This is what these mothers are trying to tell us, that there is a pattern of murder by unarmed black men, by militarized police, and these are not isolated incidents, but part of the pervasive pattern of racism building in our country. Disarm. Disarm. Todd Hoke, for those of you who are here, sang beautifully last week a new song he wrote in response to Baltimore. The death of Freddie Gray and the riots that followed. Disarm. Disarm. Might not the best we can do for Mother's Day be to revive, relive, and recreate Howe's vision? To invite that tradition to be more than a memory, but instead the gift of hope and life and healing? Reclaiming and mothering ourselves the tradition of the call for peace. Disarm. Disarm. As we honor the mothers in our own lives, imperfect human beings though they may be or have been, perhaps with a heartfelt letter, let us also live into our Unitarian tradition by honoring mothers everywhere, so that no mother, no mother, has to grieve a son shot down by the police, by those who are called to protect and serve. Disarm. Disarm, Howe calls to us across the history. As a people of faith, we are called to do no less. We are called to value the life of each, the inherent worth and dignity of each, and the right of all to live, black and white. We are all of God. We are all in the image and likeness of God. It is mothers who give birth. May we honor mothers, our own and every mother, by joining our voices with the call for racial equality, for justice, for peace. May we too echo Julia Ward Howe and say, disarm, disarm. May we, Mother this honorable, Unitarian, national, and I dare say international in Howe's vision, tradition, may it be so this Mother's Day. And even though I've given you a great deal to think about this morning, I do say, Happy Mother's Day.